You're listening to Wisdom of the Ancients, where ancient wisdom is remembered.
Hello, beautiful Wisdom Tribe. Thank you so much, everyone, for being here today. I'm your host, Ian Shelley. It's wonderful that you're here in the amazing collective energy that every single one of you has manifested. This series is for you. You created this. Thank you so much for being here in the community. The theme for this series is the illuminated soul, resonance with the truth that is within. The truth that is already within. The illuminated soul that is every single one of us. So right now we call in the ancient ones. We call in the beautiful, divine, beloved beings of love, light, power, and service to support us today and open our hearts. So the messages we hear and the messages we feel and the vibration behind the words really reaches us so that we may truly realize the truth that we already are. We are illuminated souls. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. All right. So let me introduce our next guest to you. I'm excited for the show. Janet Hickox is a gifted teacher, an intuitive astrologer, and visionary who uses astrology, human design, and the gene keys to help people live their authentic lives. Through a human design astrology consult, Janet helps you unlock the key ingredients that make you unique and opening doors to freedom and to success. A session with Janet gives you the valuable insight you need to make brilliant decisions, because you are already brilliant, in all areas of your life, including relationships, health, financial, and career. Janet believes to know oneself is priceless and leads to being in the right place at the right time with the right opportunities to thrive. So it gives me great joy to welcome Janet to the show. Welcome, Janet.
Hi, Ian. Thank you very much. I'm so glad to be here.
And we're glad you're here. Fantastic. We have a lot of questions already. I think that, you know, you've been called forth to share with everyone about dimensional astrology. So I'm going to share with everyone a little bit about the show today, and then we'll have a wonderful conversation. So everyone, Janet is here to talk to us about dimensional astrology. You know, she'll be sharing the number one reason why you feel like you're only surviving and not thriving and flourishing. Anyone here feel that way? Yeah, maybe. Janet will be sharing how three key pieces of information will set you on the right track to your journey to living a full life and quite a bit more. And I know many of you are here because Janet is going to be doing some live chart readings, so live readings. So here is how it's going to work. So many of you already have the email from earlier on. And if you don't have the email, if you're looking at the webinar page, you'll see that if you would like to have a reading from Janet. So firstly, if you would like a live reading, star 2 to raise your hand. Okay, that's how we do it. Star 2 to raise your hand. And we'll get you on the phone with Janet, obviously time permitting. And what you'll need to provide us, and you'll need to be ready with this information, please. So we can fairly quickly. Your date of birth, your time of birth, and literally to the minute, and then your place of birth. And then one question you'd like addressed. So your date of birth, your time of birth, your place of birth, and one question you'd like addressed. All of that information is in the email that went out. It's also in the on the webinar page, the interview page that you'll see. And so put your question in the question box or star 2 to raise your hand. And yeah, we'll get to as many as we can. And you can ask Janet that one thing, or you can simply ask her, what is preventing me from making empowered decisions for thriving and flourishing in my life? Right? What is preventing?
That's a great question.
Yeah, right. So, you know, whatever comes through. So that is the kind of the show for the day. So it's going to be a great show. Let me start, Janet. You are new to this particular community. You've never been on this particular show before, so welcome.
Thank you very much. This is a whole brand new experience for me mm-hmm. in every way that you can imagine.
All right.
Actually in your seat doing the interview.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, doing my morning Facebook live show called The Meta Cafe. So I'm usually in the driver's seat. putting me in the passenger seat is a completely new experience.
Mm. Well, we'll just be divinely guided today, and we'll just flow as Spirit flows us and orchestrates us. There's a lot of people waiting to hear you, so no pressure. But I did want to ask you a little bit, a little bit about your background. Maybe if you could use in your own words add a little bit of color to the introduction that I mentioned just a couple of minutes ago. Really, how you feel you got into dimensional astrology, before we even get into what that really means, a little bit of your path so people can get to know you just a little bit better.
Awesome. I would love to share that. I literally came to astrology in a mystical and magical sort of way. And I know it defies all logic, so we all have to set aside sometimes in our lives that logical part of the mind that wants to say you have to do it in a certain way. Because I literally, Ian, remembered astrology after a series of incidences with a book that my son had given me that he thought was a book about stones and crystals because it had crystals on the cover. And that book traveled around my house. And I kept asking family members, did you put this book here? No, we didn't. I'm thinking the dog's knocking it off the bookshelf.
Hmm.
But Spirit really wanted me literally to open this book. And by the time I took the time to look at the book, it was an astrology book. And that opened up a gateway, a flood of information that I couldn't stop. I mean, it just kept coming and coming. And I started doing readings. Well, I started doing regular Western astrology first. That's the first one that came to me. And about in 2010, I believe it was, I saw a woman who was doing psychic readings, and she looked at me and she said, there's going to be a change in what you do, and it's going to be something that is around symbols, and there's sacred geometry involved. And she said, I can't quite put my finger on what it is, but it's coming. And at the very end of 2012, I was doing a radio show for someone else, and there was also a guest talking about human design. And I didn't know what human design was. I went, what? How do I not know about human design? And that was it. That was a whole nother magical experience that opened me into human design. And before I knew it, I learned the Gene Keys, which came right after that. I became a Gene Keys ambassador. And one day I was sort of floating, around trying to figure out what am I doing with all of these different astrologies? And how am I going to make this work into a coherent system? And it kept eluding me. And I couldn't get to it until I was in the car driving back from a doctor's appointment or something. And all of a sudden it downloaded. And I got exactly what it was that I was doing with this astrology. And it was one of those other magical, mystical experiences that I had that put it together in a way that I use these three types of astrology in doing readings for people so that I can get a more, let's call it a holographic view of what is going on in somebody's energy, in the planets, and their life map. And also in terms of Gene Keys, looking at what are the shadows and the fears that are holding people back from getting to where they want to be.
Mm. Wonderful, wonderful. So now yes. You are a dimensional astrologer. So you weave astrology, human design, and Gene Keys together. And, the vision that's coming to me is that sometimes you have one of these modalities or disciplines, but there's areas that are still in the shadow that particular discipline might not shine the light on. So when you bring them together, it shines light on more of those areas that might be missed, with one of those particular disciplines. Is that how it works? Is that one of the reasons why you bring them all together so that there's more of a light shone on those areas that might be missed?
Yeah, exactly. I mean,
okay.
Western astrology for me, I use it mostly to be able to tune in to what is going on for people right now, like what part of their lives are under pressure, where have their planets progressed to in their life or in their chart. So it gives me an idea of what events and challenges and opportunities are coming. Then you can't really through Western astrology, I'm sure some people could do this, but I just can't ever really tune in exactly to how it is people are meant to make decisions, the best decisions for them, without human design. So that system allows me to give people a strategy and the way that they're here to really to integrate and to use their knowledge and their wisdom in order to make the best decisions for them, because we're not cookie cutter people, right? We can't. I would bet you there's probably about 90% of the audience out there right now that believes that they're here to use their mind to make decisions, that they've been trained through the education system or they've been conditioned through the institutions that they've been engaged in or their families of origin to believe that we think our way through things. And there is no power in the mind to make decisions. There's only awareness in the mind. So what we've forgotten as human beings over the course of time is that our body really houses the wisdom, the centers that give us authority to make decisions, to make the best decisions, lie below the throat, right? They're in the emotional solar plexus. They're in the sacral center. And some people have it in the spleen center, which is an intuitive-based sort of knowing. And some people have an ego center that's meant to be their decision-making place. So that added another component, another layer of how I could help people in terms of learning how they best intermingle with the world and how they're best here to make decisions. As well, in human design and in the gene keys, I can see who you're meant to be in relationship and what the likely challenges are going to be for you in relationships. So they're all three types of astrology are really very valid, and I use them all the time, all three of them.
Okay.
And that's just how I've come to learn how to do it, or been guided to do it this way, to give people the most information about who they are.
Uh-huh. Okay. So I've got some questions, and when you work with someone, based on the questions they're asking or the information they need to know, and of course coupled with your intuition, what's coming through for the greater good of that person and for all, do you then kind of reach into the tool bag to say, okay, so you probably need more of the human design piece, and or you probably need more of the gene key piece, and maybe you need more of the astrology piece? Is that how you work?
Yeah, in some respects, but mostly, you know, what happens for me is I end up guided by that person's energy. It's almost like I tap into it immediately upon being connected with that person, either through, you know, messaging or whatever, when they're telling me they need a reading, and I can see what I see or I hear from them what the problem is that they're grappling with. I then go to what I think it is that they need most. And then even in the context of doing, let's say somebody wanted me to do an astrology reading, and that's what they're really after, maybe a transit reading, I can't help them completely unless I actually pull their human design chart as well. So I'm always doing that as well. I may not go into a human design reading, but it's going to help me to help them, help guide them to what it is they need. And in my own human design, the sun in my own chart sits at a gate that connects me to super consciousness. And that means that often I find myself in a position of speaking to someone without even really consciously having looked for that information. So it's sort of being just transmitted to me. Maybe it's through their own spirit connected to mine, or maybe it's through source spirit coming through. But I let that guide me often. And I end up just being able to give the person the best reading for them at that moment for what they're experiencing in their lives.
Okay. So we're going to speak a little bit about the holographic nature of reality in a bit,
okay.
I think. But Janet, if you wouldn't mind, for the sake of those who might not be familiar with the three types of astrology and disciplines or modalities, would you mind maybe just in a nutshell just summarizing each, the astrology, the human design, and the gene keys, and where they might just give us an overview of each of those, just a brief overview, if you wouldn't mind.
Okay. Human design is a system that combines four wisdom traditions and two cutting-edge sciences. So we see elements of the Chinese I Ching, the Hindu chakra system, Western and Eastern astrology, and also the Jewish Kabbalah sort of wrapped in this one system. And the two cutting-edge sciences engaged here are quantum physics and how we are all connected energetically, and also the human genome. And what I find beyond belief is that these systems are coherent. There's a coherence that runs through human design, through the I Ching, through the Hindu chakra system, and, you know, all of these wisdom traditions that come together in human design. Now, the gene keys was literally built upon human design. So the gene keys are literally you could interchange the word gene keys for human design gate, because it's really just taking those same places that are in your human design, but looking at them dimensionally. So that's where the holographic nature of this comes in, because we look at it through the shadow energy, which is likely what we first experience in terms of the expression of these various gene keys. And then we lift ourselves up out of the shadow and out of fear and into the expression called the gift, which is then obviously the next frequency up. And then there is also the Siddhi, which is the highest frequency that we can find in each one of these gates or each one of these gene keys. But those gates and gene keys are also related to the 64 codons that we have in our DNA. So I find the coherence between the systems and what we know already through science in our human body to be so crazy, right? Fantastic. And it's amazing because DNA is a transducer of light. And the more that we raise our vibration, or the more we move into the gift and the city frequencies, the more light we are bringing into our very DNA, the very fabric of our beingness. And so then I find it has that coherence then with concepts like ascension and evolution and the evolution of consciousness. So they're very, I want to say they're high tech, but they're high frequency systems, and that are accessible to every one of us.
Mm.
I hope that answers your question.
Yeah, very much. Thank you. Yeah. So many people will say, oh, it's in the cards, or it's in your chart. And so from what you've experienced and what you've come to know, or some people also say it's written in the stars, right?
Right.
So from what you've experienced and come to know, is it written in the stars? When you look at someone's chart, you know, mm-hmm. some people might say, oh, that's just fortune telling. And we know that's not the case, right? But there's going to be naysayers or people who maybe don't have a good understanding. But maybe you could share with us a little bit about your experience with the truth or the reality of what is in someone's various charts.
Well, I mean, I think we could all agree that there is way more to this existence than meets the eye, that there is something magical and mystical. There is something wondrous and almost awe-inspiring that moves through our consciousness. And then we also have the very tangible physical world, right, that we can see, feel, touch, taste, and, you know, smell, all of those physical senses. I think what happens when we look at astrology is we get to see the blending of the two. There's a very famous concept called as above, so below, where what it's basically saying is that the stars above are, or the planets above, the points above us, are really just a model of what is happening down here on the surface. And there's also another one that says, as within, so without. So what it is that's going on within you is also magically appearing in your outer world. And that these concepts are always in play. Whether we believe it or not, it's in play. And it's not that the stars are predictive it's not that they're causing anything. There's not a causal relationship between the stars and who you are. It's that there was sort of an energy that was imbued in you as a soul being born on the planet that we can look at through the stars, and or we can look at through your human design energy template, or that we could look at through your gene keys. It's quite accessible, but it's not, you always have your own free will. I mean, just because you were born under a triple Scorpio kind of situation doesn't mean that you're doomed to always, you know, have negative experiences or whatever it is that people think that happens to them because of the placement of their planets. Because you always have choice, and that's where your real free will is. And how is it that I'm going to use these energies, these talents, these gifts? How am I going to react to what is happening in my life? And actually, I like to use a different word. I like to say, how am I going to respond to what is showing up in my outer world? So I may have a relationship issue that I get triggered, and maybe, you know, it goes to my seventh house in my chart, which is about marriage. Maybe it's between my marriage partner and me. But I'm not doomed to experience it in a standoffish way because I have Capricorn on the seventh house. I can choose how it is that I'm going to warm up to this person, how it is that I'm going to engage that that energy with that person. And that's really what it comes down to. You're not driven by the stars. They're just sort of informing you. You're imbued with that stardust.
Yeah, and it really points to the interrelatedness of all nature and all beings. And
yes,
it provides you with a manner or degree of knowledge in which you can navigate circumstances for your betterment and for the betterment of all, you know. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. I mean, that isn't that the nature of the game anyway, right?
Mm-hmm.
Into this body, we're here to be able to develop our own souls, but also to aid in the development of everybody that we come in contact with, whether that, you know, that we consciously engage that with people, or just our presence, you know, aids people in evolving themselves. But we're all interconnected, and we're all a part of everything here. That the physical things that you see are made up of the same components that you are. In fact, you know, that was one of the most amazing things that we found out when we decoded the human genome, is how closely every life form is related, you know, through the DNA. And we are the plants.
Yeah.
We are the soil. We are the stars.
Mm-hmm. Yes, very, very true. Very true. One thing that you were going to share with everyone, and I think people are wondering about this also,
mm-hmm.
Is the number one reason why we feel we're only surviving and not thriving and flourishing. Could you answer that question? Yeah, from the perspective of the astrology and human design disciplines, and of course, gene keys.
Well, the number one reason, frankly, Ian, is that we don't know who we are. We don't recognize our own beauty and our own worth and our intrinsic value. And through human design, through the gene keys, or through astrology, or any of the disciplines, where, you know, there's a lot of fine people out there doing a lot of good work to help people recognize what this is. From my point of view, it's that you really are surviving and not thriving because you haven't yet discovered who you are, or what it is that helps you make the best decisions, or how it is that you're here to interrelate with the people around you. You're still trying to, we're all in some way still trying to behave like the cookie cutters, like everybody else. And there's not a human design chart that I've looked at, and not even a gene keys hologenetic profile that I've looked at, that I wasn't just amazed at the coming together of the different elements and how beautiful and unique and individual each one of us is. Yet every one of us is out there conditioned to believe that we can only achieve certain things through certain methods or certain ways. And that has a very stranglehold on people who are trying to fit in, right? They're trying to fit into the world, and they fail miserably at it because they're not authentic in it. This is their truth. I'm going to give you a couple of examples of this. I have done thousands of readings, but there are a couple of people that just really stuck out to me. One was a woman who her type was called a manifester. So that type is fairly rare on the planet. Maybe about 8 or 9% of the people are manifestors. And they're the initiators on the planet. They start the ball rolling, but it isn't their job to take it from start to finish, right? Their job is to get it going, to get the party started, and then to pass it on to other people. And this poor woman lived in a family where her father was a military man, so you can imagine the discipline. And they didn't understand why she kept, they kept calling her a flake. They kept telling her that she was never going to be anything because she would start something and then she wouldn't finish it. And the day that I did her reading, she just breaks out in tears, right? She is just bawling because I was the first person in her life to ever tell her that that was correct for her, that she was living her life correctly. You know, she wasn't meant to stick with things, but yet she would stick with the things that meant the most to her. And in her case, it was raising her children. And of course, she wasn't going to start that and just pass those off, you know, to other people. But even if she had, that still would be staying within her type. And every type has a strategy. The strategy for the manifester, her type, was to get things started and then to release it at the right time, right, when it was done, when her part was done. And to also inform people before she did things so that she wouldn't encounter a lot of resistance. And then I've had other clients who were projectors. There's another like low percentage. They only make up about 22% of the population. Interestingly, I'm seeing more and more of those types of people on the planet, though. In charts that I do now, I see way more of them than I used to. And they're here to lead, guide, and manage the generators and the manifesting generators. Well, they go out in the world and they're expected to perform and produce just like the generators and the manifesting generators can do, but they don't have the energy to be able to do that, so they burn out. Or when they take rest periods, they end up being titled lazy and what have you. I have a son who is a projector. And I remember I have 4 kids, and first three did really well in school, and they were very motivated to get their work done. And then this one just didn't, he just wasn't motivated for that. I told his teacher once, I said, if you could, you know, put him in charge of the classroom, you're going to see a whole difference. And this was before I knew human design, because that's the type of person he was. If you gave him a responsibility, he was absolutely, you know, enthralled with it, and he just beamed, you know, when he was doing that kind of work. But if you tried to make him be task-oriented and get everything done that everybody else could do, he would fail miserably because he just couldn't do it. And, you know, our society is skewed toward the production-oriented people, and so when we have these other types that come in, you know, they feel bad about themselves because they don't seem to fit in. So human design, I find, in this respect, gives these people peace of mind. It tells them that they're okay, that they were right all along, that their intuition about how they were meant to engage in the world was correct, and that other people were just trying to fit them into a mold. So it's freeing, right? There's a lot of freedom that comes when you know yourself, when you know who it is that you're meant to be and how you're here to engage in the world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Let's talk about some of the pieces of information that are going to move people on the right track. So what are those pieces of information that are very valuable to us that are going to shift us to living that life of, a full life?
So the key pieces of information are going to be your type, your strategy, and your authority. And then there are other pieces of the puzzle, too. When some of you have requested charts from me, and I'm sure you've gotten your chart and you've wondered, what does the incarnation cross mean? What is the profile? So there are a lot of moving parts on the board. They're much like the human design astrology also uses the planets, and the planets are in specific gates instead of in signs. So we have all these pieces and we put them together, and what we find then is your decision-making tool, your strategy for interacting with this world, and through your type, how you are here to accomplish what it is that you came to accomplish. As well, we also find out what are all the Achilles heels going to be, right? Where are the things that are going to trip you up? And how do I work with that energy, right? For instance, in my own chart, it is a tendency to say yes to everything, right? That was one of the big things that I had to grapple with, because I just wanted to say yes to everything. But I wasn't designed to say yes to everything. I was designed to say yes to the correct things. Well, how do you decide what are the correct things? That's another piece of the puzzle. How are you designed to make those decisions? In my case, it happened to be emotional authority. So I have to wait through an emotional wave in order to make those good decisions. And by the way, I have your chart here, Ian.
And
luckily, you gave me your information. So when I look at your chart, you are a generator, just as I am. And that's not surprising. About 35% of the population are generators, and another 32% or so are manifesting generators. So the generator types make up about 70% or so of the population. But what's unique about you is that you don't have the same kind of authority I do, right? I make decisions emotionally. You make them in the moment. The moment you have something to respond to in your outer world, you have a body yes or a body no, or an uh-huh or an uh-uh. You may even hear yourself talking to yourself at times, or, you know, saying things like, I want that. Not for me. Because that's your body's way of informing you. Some people even describe it to me as they feel it in their sacral, like a rumbling or a humming, a vibration. And that informs them as to whether it's a yes, like a tug towards something, or a repelling away from something, that gives them the clue that, you know, how they are meant to respond. When you follow that response in your body, you will find yourself in the right place at the right time with the right people doing the right things or engaging in the right opportunities. And in my case, what I was doing was much like you were. Oh, that sounds good. Let me do that. Oh, I want that too. Let's go do that. And before long, I was overwhelmed with the number of things that I had said yes to. And what I had to learn was it takes time, right? For me, it's all about time and the time to get clear on what it is that would be correct for me from how I'm feeling. The question for me is always, does this feel good or does this make me happy? And then I can answer that question, but only after time, because emotions change so frequently. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, well, you've explained a little bit about mine. Let's go to the audience and the community here. And I know there's a lot of people who would love to have the opportunity for their, their chart being read. So let's do this, everyone. Okay, we'll go to the phones, but please, please, please be prepared. Please be prepared. So tell us your name, but we need your birthday, your birth time, your place of birth. Let's start with that, and then we'll do the question. So please be prepared so we don't stumble through these. So let's go to Detroit, Michigan, and the last four digits of your phone number are 8363. 8363, you're live with Janet.
Hello there.
Hi, welcome.
Hi. I sent you a welcome with all my information. My name is David Brian Kemetz, K-M-E-T-Z, and I was born in 1963.
Could you say that again? You broke up, David.
Yeah, April 3rd, 1963 at 4:31 a.m. in Detroit, Michigan.
Okay. Can you say the time again, please?
Yeah. 4:31 a.m. Detroit, Michigan.
4:31 a.m.
4:31. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay. So, David, you were born on my anniversary, but I was, of course, not married at that point in time. So let's take a look. I'm pulling up your human design chart and Detroit, Michigan. And by the way, let me just shout out right now. I have a most wonderful fan out there. He's my youngest and my most wise fan. Orhan, hello to you, sweetheart. I just had to say that before I totally got immersed in this. And David, let's see. We're taking a look at your chart. And now, have you ever had an astrology reading, David, or a human design reading, or have you heard of any of this?
I've heard of a couple readings. In fact, one of my girlfriends was a Vedic astrologer.
Mm. That's the one type of astrology I have not learned yet. Who knows? I haven't been moved to do that.
She's amazing, and you'd love to talk to her. So tell me about what it is.
All right. So, David, it turns out that you are a projector. And as a projector, then you are one of the types that are here to lead, guide, and manage people. You're not here to be the workhorse, right? So generators like Ian and myself and, you know, about 70% of the population, we're here to build something and to master something. You are here to orchestrate our getting that done. So in your life, you're really here to wait for people to invite you in to counsel, to guide, to orchestrate, or do any of those things that would be sort of a leadership quality. And it looks like you also have emotional authority. So when it comes to making decisions, you're here to do that with clarity over time. So let me give you a for instance. Let's say you are waiting for a job opportunity. And at this point, maybe one hasn't been forthcoming and you're getting a little irritated and, you know, maybe you want to go out and you want to do things to find that job. But you have to wait for an invitation into those big things like jobs or relationships or any kind of big money expenditure. So you're waiting. You get that invitation. Somebody says, hey, Dave, you know, there's this opening over here at such and such a place. I think you should go and talk to them. That's your opening. And now what you do is before you decide on taking that job or not, you're going to wait and see how your emotional field is playing out. And it is probably one of the biggest evolutionary things that we're going through as people right now in our energy signatures is the move from the fear-based or survival-based energy of the spleen to the energy of the emotional center. So you're kind of at the vanguard of people who are emotional and who are waiting for the clarity of their emotions. So for you, if you're going to decide on something, you always have to ask yourself those open-ended questions. Does this make me feel good? Does this make me happy? Does this make me feel excited? And is this something I really want to do? Any question that ends in a yes or a no or an aha or uh-uh are questions that you can ask yourself emotionally to check in with yourself before you make big decisions. Does that make sense?
I'm a handyman, and I orchestrate all the jobs that I do. And I do everything on the job. I work by myself. I can't stand to work for other people. My oldest brother, when I was working for my family's heating and cooling business, said we had to fire you because you would tell everybody how to do their job.
Well, that's because that's your job.
I know. I was the youngest guy, and I was telling everybody how to do their job. I get phone calls from people saying, "Can you fix this? And can I need this done? Do you do this?" And I don't know. If I don't know how to do it, I figure out how to do it, and I do it.
Well, hopefully that's helpful for you, David. Thanks for calling in today, my friend.
Thank you for taking my call, and God bless you.
Thanks,
right,
David.
Much love. Bye now. Okay, let's go to this is someone in Fort Washington, wherever that is, Fort Washington. If you're on the computer in Fort Washington, you're live with Janet.
Hello.
Hello. We can hear you just fine.
You can hear me?
Yeah, we got you live.
Oh, hi. My name is Wendy.
Hi, Wendy.
My birthday is December 15th, 1964. I was born at 10:30 p.m. In Chicago, Illinois.
In Chicago, the Windy City. And are you, tell me a little bit about you right now, Wendy. Are you struggling with something or do you have a specific question? Or can I just lead the way?
Yeah, I wrote in and I forgot to put all my information, so I raised my hand.
Okay.
It seems like I'm like in a holding pattern and nothing is seeming to work. I'd like to do something where I can, you know, be more financially secure. But I'm not a 9-to-5 job person.
Okay.
And yeah. So I'm like, am I off track? I'm trying to figure out, am I totally off my path or I just need to be more patient or what?
It doesn't seem like patience is something that you are gifted with, but
no, I've been working on it for about 50 years.
And what kind of work do you do right now, Wendy?
No, I'm at home. I was a stay at home mom for a long time, and now I'm a semi empty nester.
Okay, so you're looking for something to do then?
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Definitely.
Okay, so there's a lot going on in your chart. You have a defined head and ajna. Those are the two top centers in your chart. And I find that people that have a defined head and ajna get themselves caught up in thinking rut. And it's a possibility that what's going round and round in your head is what's holding you back. But also, you are a manifesting generator, so you've been gifted with a lot of vitality and life force energy. So one of the things that I think you would really benefit from is having a variety of things that you are engaged with. If you only have, like when you're raising children, that's a big job. I raised 4 kids, and it was it wasn't 9-to-5 or 8-to-6 or anything like that. It was 24 hours a day. And you're always multitasking, right? You've got to make dinner, you've got laundry to do, homework to get going, get them off to school, blah, blah, blah. So-and-so's sick and you got to go run and get them. And so it's a full-time job. And that really highlighted the beauty of your design. And now that you have an empty nest, you have to find something else that is going to be able to fill your time in that sort of multitasking way, because manifesting generators do much better when they have multiple things in front of them to take care of. So do you have grandchildren yet?
No.
Okay. But maybe you could volunteer at a school, or maybe you could get a part-time job doing something that you really, really love. And maybe that, you know, you're on top of that doing some art projects or, you know, working at the library. I don't care what it is. But you need multiple things to keep you busy, or else, have you ever heard the saying, lightning in a jar?
No.
And lightning in a jar, if you try to keep lightning in a jar, all it does is ping around and eventually it's going to bust through and break. Well, manifesting generators that don't have enough to do become sort of like that lightning in a jar, caged up, right? All of that energy caged up with no expression, and it just pings around in the body, creating potential health issues. So what you really
have
need
plenty
to do,
of those,
and likely it's because maybe you just aren't using enough of your energy. So I would recommend, first of all, that you get into your idea of what it is that you really want to do, and stop getting yourself caught up in the thought process that I'm too old for that or I don't know anything about that. Jump out and look around the world and see what things you want to get into, because we need you. Right? The world needs you. And one place where you might look for some of that is friends and family members, because your profile suggests that you get opportunities from the networks of people that you know.
Mm.
Friends, family, et cetera. Does that make sense?
Somewhat. Because I always like when I start stuff, I'm more like a projector or something. I tend not to finish stuff.
This isn't about finishing anything. This is about you having many things to do.
Okay.
Right? A part of you turns on when you have things to handle, when you have multiple things going on in your life. Otherwise, it is almost like that energy that's not being used is just, you know, going to waste.
Okay.
And
so
I think,
something to do.
Yeah,
find something you love. Yeah.
Okay.
Wendy, I was going to say that, you know, this is one snippet of this entire chart, which is going to combine astrology, human design, and gene keys. So this is one little snippet. I think, you know, if you had a much more advanced reading, things would start to fall into place a little bit more.
Oh, that was very helpful.
Okay.
You cleared up something. Thank you very much.
All right, sweet love. Thank you. Thanks for calling. Bye.
Yeah. Bye.
And Ian, this might be a good time to, you know, let people know that they can go to, I think one of the offers out there for them is to get their free human design chart and their free report that goes along with it. And there's something startling that happens when people see that chart. I don't know if it's that it connects viscerally somewhere or spiritually, but people see that and they go, oh my gosh, I need to know more. What is this? And they just start to really, it's literally like the trigger to begin an unconditioning, I guess you could say, a deconditioning, there's the word, of their belief systems. And, you know, truly, the wisdom in human design is that it takes about 7 years to undo your conditioning.
Yeah.
Because we believe in certain ways, we believe only certain things are possible, and we're always fighting against that. Until we, you know, suddenly we see this chart and we go, wow, that's me. And wow, what does that mean? And it starts this process of self-search and digging in and looking deeper. And so the listeners can go to my website and get their free chart. I think I saw it on the order page today.
Well, yeah. So a couple of things. Just let me clarify this. Otherwise, we're going to have my beautiful customer service team getting tons of emails. The free gift that Janet has provided is on the interview page, and it's always on the interview page. It's the three keys to unlocking the power of your human design. It's an ebook. That's the free gift. The free charts are available if you purchase the offer. Or maybe, Janet, you said they're available on your website too?
They are, yeah. It's the free chart is, yeah.
Okay. So they're available as part of the offer, or you'd have to go to Janet's site to get those. They're not part of the free gift that was provided for this particular show. So I just wanted to let people know. Okay.
Thank you. I'm sorry if I confused people there.
Yeah, no, not at all. Okay. So let's do a couple of web questions. And of course, there's no interaction here. So we'll just read some web questions. Now, were you able to see any of the questions, Janet, or should I go ahead and pick some?
I did pull up, hold on here, because I could get into that part of Instant Teleseminar, but I couldn't get into to actually connect with you that way. So I have a long list of questions here.
Yeah, so maybe you could just pick a couple and maybe provide some nugget for someone.
Okay, perfect. So here's somebody named Carla from Brussels, and it says, hi, beloveds Ian and Janet. Dear Janet, my birth date of 12 October 19. Okay, she gives me her birth information, Brussels, Belgium. She's a projector, 5-1, heretical investigator. My question, it is said that each projector has an important role to play in the evolution of human consciousness on Earth. I love to know what my important role is. Oh, my goodness. So here I get... Carla, that's a great question, and what you're giving me the opportunity to do is wax a little or a lot esoteric here. And, you know, there's no way that I can prove what I'm about to say, but it is the wisdom that moves through human design consultants everywhere. And that is that projectors, while you have your feet on the ground here on a planet, you are also straddling a part of your energy into the morphogenetic field, let's call it, where projectors are often anchoring the energy incoming to the planet. And so the reason why projectors don't always have 100% of the same energies, let's say, that a manifesting generator or generator has, it's because part of their energy is being used in the service of the planet. And so you're partly here in the physical, but another part of you is often at work holding the energy grids together or helping to build those energy grids or whatever other esoteric type projects that might be going on in the unseen realm. Again, I have no proof of that. I can't tell you that, but I bet viscerally or internally, intuitively, Carla, I bet you feel that and you understand that. So yes, you have a dual role, partly here on the planet, but also out there in the unseen realm. Okay, let's see. Anne Mason in Sarnia, Ontario, Canada, my northern neighbors here. She was born in August. Let's see where her question is. I seem to have some unresolvable conflicts in my life with people. We replay the same arguments or the same hurtful scenarios over and over again. No matter how I try to do something or say things differently, I'm confronted with the same result. Is there a way that I can shift my perception to see things differently? Definitely. I would love to see what your chart looks like, Anne, because my guess is you may have an open throat center. In your human design, there are 9 energy centers, and sometimes they are open, which means that you are taking in the energy around you, amplifying it and rebroadcasting it. And in the centers that are colored in, you are broadcasting your own authentic energy. Well, if you have an open throat, there are times where you're taking in what other people want to say, and then you're saying it without the invitation to say it, and it drives conflict between people. It's a real easy fix. Before you open your mouth, you wait for the invitation. And if someone isn't giving you the invitation to speak about the conflict, then you stay quiet and you just wait, right? You don't say anything. Or you could say, let me ask you a question. We keep repeating the same conflict over and over again. Do you have any reason why, right? Why do we have the same argument over and over again? And there's another thing at play here, and it doesn't really have much to do with human design or astrology, but it would be, what aren't you learning the first time? Right? Why are you repeating things? What haven't you learned about that kind of interaction? And again, that's usually a great conversation to have with someone that's doing a reading for you or a counselor type person or even a good friend, you know, that can mirror something to you. Because likely the person that you're in a conflict with is also mirroring something to you, right? Something that is going on within you. So while I would love to give you a more specific answer, Anne, it's harder to see without actually looking at your chart. So I hope that's helpful anyway.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. Let's see here. I have another Heather.
Okay.
In Prince Edward Island, Canada. Lots of Canadians. I love my Canadians. Mm-hmm. She says, aloha. I would like to have my chart read if possible. My place of birth was, she's sending me her birth information. She wants to know what her life purpose is and her creative expression. And wow, that's a loaded question, Heather. I love it. Definitely could answer that in the context of a reading, but not likely a mini reading like what we would do here on the show or in this hour. But definitely something I'm sure we could take up if, you know, you decide to get a reading.
Okay.
You want me to keep going on with some other questions? Or?
No, let's talk about how people can get a reading, because I think people are getting a sense of this, and there'll be people who have always wanted a reading and maybe haven't had the opportunity. I know personally I've used various forms of astrology readings in the past and human design, and I know personally how it has really helped me understand better who I am and how
right.
I respond to circumstances, and also people who are more inclined to be harmonious with, you know,
yeah.
From a 3D level, right? I mean, yes, of course, of course, we should all, be vessels of light, but, you know, sometimes we're still human beings, and, working relationships and and partner relationships and many other things, you know, where you are most supported to live on the planet, for example, ley lines and various things. So I've personally used these readings over the years to guide me. And I feel that they've really helped me in understanding, you know, who I am. Definitely the human design readings, with knowing that I'm a generator and I have energy to start and finish projects, which is really helpful to know. And many other things. So let me share with everyone, if you would like to follow along visually, so the first thing you need to do if you're on the webinar page is click the orange offer button underneath Janet's photograph, and that'll take you to a page that says Dimensional Astrology. If you're not on the webinar page, but you wanted to type it in and follow along visually, then you would type in W-O-T-A show, which is W-O-T-A-S-H-O-W.com, W-O-T-A-show.com /Janet, which is J-A-N-E-T, and the number 8. Everything's lowercase. W-O-T-A-show /Janet 8, and that'll take you to the page so you can follow along. So, Janet, you've provided the Wisdom Community today with 3 options. And if you wouldn't mind, if you could take us through these 3 options so people have a sense of what they'd be receiving if they signed up.
Absolutely. So the first option is a 3 keys to unlocking the power of your human design reading. And it is going to give you the most important pieces that you would need to know to start you on your journey through looking at your life dimensionally. And that reading, I'm sorry, the price I think I put down for that was $89.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw that it was also broken up into payment options, which I love that you offer that. The second option is literally a full human design consult. And this reading is really comprehensive in that we are looking at everything that we can look at in your human design chart. And so much so that it's a 2-session reading. So the first session, we get through all of the main points, everything that we need to know. I send you on your way so that you can practice what you've learned, experience trying to use your human design in the real world. And then 7 to 10 days later, we get back together where you can share with me what your experiences were, what questions have come up, what difficulties you might be having, or if you want to share your wonderful ahas and your excitement about it, that follow-up session is for that purpose. And your third option is literally the most comprehensive of the readings, and that's combining astrology and human design. And because a lot of times people, I think even a couple of people we were talking to today, have issues going on in their life. The one lady was, you know, an empty nester. David was struggling with something, and maybe an astrology reading is going to show, you know, what types of events and challenges they're being faced through the planetary transits. Well, human design, when we focus on that, is going to give them the tools to rise to the occasion of those problems and to be able to find a way to a solution, to live their truth. I mean, that's what this is all about, living your truth, irregardless of what the rest of the world thinks you should do. There's your truth, and then there's everybody else's truth, right? So that's the most comprehensive package, the option 3. With all 3 packages, though, you get a free chart and report. So I will get you your human design chart and a free report, and then you will also get an astrology chart and a report. So that's kind of a bonus thrown in there for people who purchase.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you. So let me ask you this, Janet. A lot of people have questions around relationships, mm-hmm. around health, and around life purpose. So how would these readings assist in those areas, which really I think are 80% and of, you know, career, finances, but, you know, health, relationships, and purpose. A lot of the questions are around purpose. How would these help people answer those questions or get to a place of peace around those questions?
Well, absolutely. Any one of these readings will do that. I think probably the best one for people who are looking at life purpose, and that's what a lot of people are looking for, is their life purpose, would be the option two and or the option three, because we're going to take – I mean, your life purpose literally jumps off the page. Mostly, like Ian, I wrote this as your life purpose. You're a role model storyteller and story sharer who is sharing an evolved story, or you're featuring cutting edge modalities that other people are engaged in. And you're here to nourish others and be altruistic, and you are evolving your life through evolution. I mean, through tenacity and perseverance, sticking with what it is that you're here to do. It was so easy. It just popped out. So almost any reading that I do with human design engaged in it is going to do that. It's going to pop that. I think, though, a lot of people right now are struggling with a dual kind of issue. They're struggling with life purpose, like what am I here to do? Who am I here to be? And then the where do I go to get it? And, you know, how do I do it? How do I be who I'm here to be? And for me, that's the option three. That is your astro human design combo reading that really gets you to the crux of how it is that you're here to make decisions, what fears are likely in the way that are causing you to stop yourself before you get to where you want to go. And in that respect, I think it takes in life purpose. It takes in relationships, because that also pops out. And it also takes in, how do you make the best decisions for you?
Wonderful, wonderful. And so everyone, so these three options are available through Janet here today on the Wisdom Show. So thank you, Janet, for bringing these beautiful options to the community so that people have the tools and the resources to, you know, maybe make different decisions in their lives, but also to understand more about our nature and our makeup and really our chemistry. In this level.
Yeah, I love that. And, you know, there's a lot of issues facing this world right now. And here we are on the crux of going into 2020, which is likely going to be the year that we look back at 20 years from now and go, oh, wow, that is when things changed. That is when out of the embers or out of the ashes, something new came about. And I think that's also true for us as individuals. We're at this crossroads, Ian, where we can choose to go forward with our light, or we can choose to stay back. And I don't think anybody would consciously choose that. I think every one of us has this need to be, to feel included and to feel like we have a meaning and purpose to our lives. And your human design shows us that. What are you here to do? And who are you here to be? And how are you here to be in relationship with other people? So it helps on so many levels, right? So many dimensions. And I haven't had a person yet that has had a reading that hasn't benefited from it in their life as they go forward. It's not that it stops them from having challenges anymore. It's just that they have the tools on how to greet that and how to respond instead of react when things go wrong in their lives.
Yeah, yeah. Now, I wanted to shift gears a little bit here and really take it up maybe up a notch to the realm of higher consciousness, because, you know, this community is here today listening mostly because we are here to expand our consciousness and to accelerate our ascension. And so how would this, knowing the information, help us maybe change our trajectory or accelerate our ascension or expand our consciousness?
All of the above are possible with this kind of information in your hands. You know, all of us are encoded at our birth, at the moment of conception, right? Two crystals come together, if you will, a crystalline structure that involves your design and another crystalline structure that involves your physicality or your personality. And these two come together and they reside in your center mass. what we would call the identity center in your human design or your G center, sometimes gravity center, we call it. And it's magnetic. It has an attractive force and it's a one-way magnet, right? You know, most magnets have, you know, two ends, right? One end is attractive and if you turn it around, it repels. But we're not that way. We are attractive forces. You have sitting in the center core of your being a crystal that is designed to attract to you everything you need in order to transform your life, to ascend or to evolve, whatever words you want to use. But it's right there within you. All you need to access it is to remember and to live your truth, right? To live from your core being. I've also noted that when I do readings for people, and I've heard other astrologers say this too, or human design people say this, that people remember. Like if I tell someone that, you know, this is how you're meant to make decisions, almost all the time they say to me, I knew that when I was a kid, because we all started our lives, living our lives as children in the correct manner, and then we get conditioned. Right? Conditioned by just the world at large. No one's trying to do something to you to harm you. It's just that we have parents, right? We have, we go to schools. We are involved maybe in religion when we're younger. Maybe our families are part of the military institution. But these large institutions condition us to believe things that may not be true about ourselves and how we're here to interact. So finding that, discovering that opens the doorway again to you living your authentic life. So moving up in your idea of life purpose, elevating yourself out of the fear field on this planet is something that you can do to create good for all on the planet. And I just feel like this is something so important for every one of us. It's not like there's something outside of us now that's going to change us. We are the change that we're looking for, right? We're here right. to be. And we do that by knowing who we are, how we make decisions, how we're meant to be in relationship, and living our life to the fullest,
mm-hmm.
to its highest potential, let's say.
Yes, yes, yes. Yeah.
You know, there's a center in your human design called the spleen.
Mm-hmm.
We've been talking a lot about this week on my morning, or for the last month, really, on my morning show. And that's because this time of the year, the sun goes through all of the gates that are sitting on the spleen, all of the different traits that are on the spleen. And the spleen center can double as fear gates or paralysis points in your chart or in your life. So right now, a lot of fear is kicking up throughout the field. You know, people who don't normally feel fear are suddenly afraid. And it comes up every year around this time. Imagine that, October. Fear comes up. And we're actually experiencing it this year for a little bit longer period of time. That's because we are evolving away from that fear survival energy to being able to use our emotions more intelligently. So it is our emotional intelligence that is raising at the moment as we learn to let go of survival instincts. We did it, right? We've survived. We've come through all of the times, you know, where we might not survive. Now it's time for us to thrive and it's time for us to flourish. And we do that by really recognizing the hold that fear has had on us. And that also takes us deeper into the gene keys, where we look at what are those shadow energies and how are they holding on to me? How am I holding on to them? And fear's like feeling inadequate, feeling not smart enough or good enough. Feeling like you're never going to succeed or feeling like a failure. Another fear that's common is a fear of the past repeating itself, or a fear of the future, a fear of not being perfect. And all of these things are triggered in us so that we'll let them go, right? So that we can move beyond them and really fly into the arms of the emotional intelligence, which is what we follow when we're living from the heart, when we're living from what we love. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so beautiful. So I'd love if you could just possibly recall just for the benefit of those listening, maybe a couple of circumstances where you worked with someone and one mm-hmm. of your clients, no names, of course, but, you know, just mm-hmm. Maybe a couple of things where they came to you and you revealed something about themselves, something about them, and their life changed, their lives changed. Do you have any a story or anything like that that you can share with the community today?
Oh, absolutely. I have lots of them, actually, because every time somebody hears this information, something opens up in them. And I've had people, for example, I told you, I shared the artist or the story of the manifester who was so caught up in the belief of her family that she was not worth anything, that she would always, you know, cry and go to, you know, bed at night thinking that, you know, she was the worst person on the planet. Because she was flaky. And amazingly, her life has turned around. She's now she's doing exactly what she loves. I didn't complete that story. She's doing exactly what she loves, which is art and all of the artistic expression that she held within her. She was holding back because her family didn't believe that art was worthy, mm-hmm. right? It wasn't worthwhile. So now she's living her life on her terms, doing what she loves. And that seems to be a common theme that I've seen with many of my clients. I had a couple of people over the course of the last, this was just recently, where their health was really failing. And it came up out of the blue for them where, you know, for whatever reason, you know, they were having falls or they were getting, weird adrenal burnout sort of symptoms. And as soon as we looked at their human design, what we saw was that they were projectors and they were trying to live their lives in the mold of the generator types with all of that energy and being, you know, on the go and vital and all of that, where they were becoming more like human doings than human beings. And so really all I had to do was, you know, show them how it was that they were using their energy incorrectly. And almost immediately their symptoms, their health symptoms cleared up. And that's extraordinary to me when I see that happen. Just by one little change in the way that you live your life, you can heal some of those. Like the body is just telling you you're out of alignment, right? You're doing something wrong. Something's not right here. And as soon as you clear that, then that energy path opens back up for you. So health issues totally changed by human design, knowing your human design. I've had people who were, this was another one that was just a few months ago, where this woman was out of work and she was in my show every morning and she would be saying, what am I supposed to do? What am I doing wrong? And we did a reading and we had a very clear cut path that she could go down. And one day I realized, oh my gosh, she's not on my morning show. Where is she? And I happened to be on LinkedIn one day and I saw her in her glory doing exactly what we both knew that she was qualified to do and having a great time doing it. And I just, you know, hit her up real quick and said, wow, it's so awesome to see you in your bright, shiny self. And she was so grateful and so thankful to me for having helped her see that all she needed to do was wait for that opportunity to come to her. And literally when it did, it changed her life. And I love that. I love seeing her splashed in out there in the world and doing what she loved, what she was really good at, which was, by the way, managing, you know, human resources. Mm. And anyway, so lots of different kinds of success. Now, that one's a real big one, but sometimes I see smaller ones where, you know, people are just depressed or they feel depressed. I never will ever believe that anybody is depressed unless there's a clinical reason. People feel depression or they feel sad or they feel low or blue. Often that to me is a sign that something is about to break out in their lives. For example, I always talk about the creation womb where things are incubating, right? It's like a woman that's pregnant and the baby's in the womb. You can't force it to come out any sooner than it's ready to come out. And a lot of times people who feel depressed or feel melancholic are experiencing that cradling of something that's about to be born. So, and usually it's just me telling them that and, you know, showing that to them in their human design. And that when that energy shifts, they are out and blooming again. And I know sometimes people think they're bipolar. And I'm not, you know, there are people out there likely that suffer from that. But sometimes we're feeling like that in our lives, and it's just because of the emotional energy in their chart. When you can show people that their emotional energy is moving like a pendulum back and forth, some people's energies in the emotions undulate, sort of like a snake, right? It's kind of faster, faster period. Others are a high, slow rise to the top, and then a precipitous drop to the bottom again, and then another slow rise to the top. When you can tell people that that's what they are designed to be, guess what? They don't feel depressed anymore. They recognize it's a part of their process. It's a part of who they are, and it's all right and perfect. So I've had many experiences like that with people where they realize, wow, you know, that's just me. That's my process. There's nothing wrong with me. I'm okay. And it's huge. It's a huge shift in the thinking of someone when you go from, I'm a problem, I'm depressed, or, you know, I don't ever get anything done, to, oh my gosh, this is just how my energy flows.
Right.
I don't have ADD. I'm not, you know, hyperactive. I'm just, that is just how I roll.
Yeah. And yeah. It's often what people are just looking for. It's like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
I mean, you can actually feel the energy shift on this call right now, Janet.
Mm.
I can feel it, right? I can feel the energy. I can feel people in the listening right now going, okay, I might not have had my human design chart read, but just knowing that.
it's huge.
The energy, I can feel it shifting in people right now just based on what you shared. And I can only imagine to what degree that would shift once people actually, you know, have a session with you or get their human design chart read, and they can just have that almost validation, like it's okay to be you.
Exactly. That's like the, you know, that awe, that feeling when you get into a hot bathtub and all of the muscles relax, right? And you just sit down and you are in that relaxed mode. That's what it feels like when you realize you've been living your truth and that, you know, you're not crazy and that there's nothing wrong with you, that this is who you are and this is how you're meant to live your life. It is literally that feeling of ease and satisfaction and, I don't know, all is right with the world, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's
mm-hmm.
the way I like to portray that. And, you know, in my own life, I experienced that same thing because, you know, I was beating my head up against a wall for a while in my life. I've been an astrologer for a long time, since likely 2005, 2004, something like that. And just before I found human design, I decided, you know, I was much better when I worked for someone else. I used to be in sales and sales management. I did a whole lot better when I was working for someone else. I convinced myself that I wasn't a good astrologer and I wasn't a good entrepreneur. So I quit and went to work for a customer service oriented company who shall remain nameless. And I sat in a little cubicle all day taking calls from people. And I spent my lunch hours in my car crying because I hated it. And it wasn't until I learned human design that I realized what I had done. I quit too soon, as generators often do.
Mm.
And literally that was a monumental shift in my life that I realized I was just in that lower energy phase. And it wasn't true that I wasn't meant to be an astrologer or be in business for myself. It was that I was in that integration mode. And once I learned that, oh my gosh, now when that's happened to me since, where I've gotten that feeling like I shouldn't be doing this, I have the tools to resist that. I have, you know what I do? I keep like books and projects stored for the times when I'm going to go into that low phase
so that I am not tempted to quit or do anything out of the ordinary, things that I would be regretting later. But I would never have known that had I not had a human design reading and recognized this repeating pattern in my own life. So it's huge. It opens up huge doorways for you.
Yeah, yeah. I know that, you know, I mentioned that human design has helped me personally in relationships mm-hmm. and things. And I just wanted to share as well. So in my organization and then in my beloved Crystal Hughes organization, the Academy for the Soul, all of us have human design readings. So we really know how to most harmoniously work together. So everyone within the organization has a human design reading. And so we...
I love it.
Yeah, literally. So we know how to, you know, what their, I don't want to say strengths and weaknesses, but in a sense, they, you know, the idiosyncrasies and their nuances and the tendencies. And so we can really just honor each other and we know how each other, you know, as much as we can remember their chart, but we know how each other is going to, best work together and what they're, how they're going to react in a particular way and how you can support each other. So it's really helped us. And it's really something that we absolutely do for everyone who works in our organizations. Yeah, absolutely.
That's awesome. You know, you can do that for families as well. I do, these, you know, relationship charts where we're looking at the entire family, and often you find that there's someone in the family or someone in the organization whose energy ends up dominating everybody else's. They don't recognize it necessarily. Some people might say it's manipulation, but it's really just the way that their energy works. And when everybody else figures that out, the relationships become more smooth. And even the person who had been the dominator, you know, finds out, whoa, wait a minute, you know, I'm throwing my energy out there too far. And everybody ends up playing together much nicer. I tell parents all the time, get a chart for your child because you need to understand this being that you've brought into this life. We don't come into this life with manuals. There are no instruction manuals that say how it is that your child is meant to be raised. And there are parts of the human design where some people come in and they're extraordinarily sensitive. They're sensitive to voice tone, they're sensitive to fabric, they're sensitive to sound, they're sensitive in a way that you raising your voice to that child to, you know, get them to do something can really create a vulnerability within them. And if you knew that ahead of time, you wouldn't have to yell at that child. You would have other ways that you could create getting that child to pay attention. And save that child from growing up into an adult that is hypersensitive. But you would never know that unless you actually got your chart done for your
yeah.
child, right? And I just find it to be an invaluable tool for families, for individuals. And I always, you know, right above my door here is know thyself. Because if you know who you are, that's half the battle, right? If you know who you are, when you get thrust into a group of other people, you can hold your own because you know how you are designed. You know how it is you make good decisions. When you get into a high-pressure sales situation, like you're going out to buy a car or something, you know if you're emotionally defined that you are not making that decision in the moment because that is not how you roll. And no matter how hard that person is trying to pressure you, you have simple words that you can say. Thank you very much. I make decisions with clarity over time. I will get back with you as soon as I have clarity. And that's it. That's all you have to say because you're living your truth. And that's, to me, it's priceless. It's invaluable information to have and to know about yourself.
Right, right. Well, incredible Janet, beautiful Janet, sacred Janet, thank you so much for being here today. It's been a wonderful show. You've been so amazing and graceful with your readings and sharing the magic of human design and astrology. with everyone here at the Wisdom Committee. So thank you so much, Jana, for being here. We've absolutely had a wonderful chat, and I know that people who are listening in have really benefited from this discussion. So thank you so much.
Well, thank you so much, Ian, for having me on your show, but also for doing this kind of work. I mean, for me, this has been an interesting process, but you know, I've listened to a couple of the other people that you've had on, and I'm just amazed. So keep doing the work that you're out there doing, and thank you for inviting me to participate.
Of course, I can't help it. I've been called forth by these beautiful souls that are listening right now.
Exactly.
Yes. Yeah, it's my divine assignment. So I was called forth to do it. So I do it with joy, and it's wonderful. I'm so blessed. I'm so blessed to be doing this every day and sharing just with people like yourself and the beautiful shining lights who are listening. So
definitely keep doing it.
Thank you. Okay, well, everyone listening, much love to you. Thank you so much for being here, and again, thank you always for bringing your incredible vibration and really creating this beautiful, beautiful space, this Wisdom of the Ancient space, where we can all really evolve and hear the messages. It's a beautiful, beautiful medium and forum for the divine to use to, you know, tap us on the shoulder and to nudge us and to speak to our hearts. So thank you, everyone, for calling this forth and creating Wisdom of the Ancients. Much love to everyone. And we thank Divine Father, Divine Mother. We thank Mother Earth. We thank Father, Son. We thank all the Ascended Masters and the Ancient Ones and all the beautiful, divine, beloved beings of love, light, power, and service for bringing us here and supporting us. All right, everyone. Much love. See you again. Namaste. Bye now.